If you're just tuning in, this is the KHSU Magazine. I'm your host, Lorna Bryant. Joining me in the studio today are HSU students and Multicultural Center staff members, Kelly Cave, Ava Mark, and Matilda Bung-Jung-Jit. This week marks the 19th annual Campus and Community Dialogue on Race. It continues through the end of the week here at Humboldt State. Today we'll learn about the remaining event going on here on campus. Ladies, welcome.
Thank you so much for having us.
So let's start with you, Kelly. What can we look forward to for the remaining campus and community dialogue on race?
Oh, sure. So it is a week-long event, and we're just about wrapping it up, but we do have some really awesome events coming up today. We have a poetry reading today from 3 to 4:30 in the Library Fishbowl, as well as a Dia de los Muertos event at the Multicultural Center, specifically in the Vine Deloria Room, from 5 to 8 p.m.
Mm-hmm. Let me stop you just for a second. Who is the poet that...
So we're having a special guest. His name is Javier Zamora, and he will be doing the poetry reading today. Okay. We're very excited to have him.
And I think he's an award-winning poet from Columbia?
He is, yes. We are very excited to have him here.
Okay.
And then for Friday, we have some wrapping up events. We have a student promoting institutional equity. It's going to be a film screening, workshop, and discussion. Very high intensity. Highly recommend going to that. As well as a workshop on Asian Desi Pacific Islander students, invisible to populations at PWIs, from 3 to 5 p.m. in the Library Fishbowl.
PWI meaning predominantly white institutions,
correct,
such as Humboldt State.
Exactly.
Okay.
So, yes, we highly encourage folks to come check out those events. They are mostly promoted by students, so we would love to see people show up to those events.
From the community and abroad. Okay.
Definitely.
So, Ava, tell me a bit about the International Cultural Festival that's coming up.
All right, so the International Cultural Festival is happening this Saturday, November 4th, from 1 to 5 p.m. at the Kate Buchanan Room. And at this event, there will be students here that will be showing their cultures and celebrating different cultures around the world. There will be dancing done by Humboldt Folklorico and other students that are part of the Global Connections Club. There will be free food, and it's a free event for students and the greater community, so please come on by.
Do you know how many cultures or countries will be represented during the event?
I believe about 20 as of right now, but there are still people signing up, so there could potentially be up to 30 by the Saturday.
Okay. And Matilda, there's another event coming up, the Diwali Festival of Lights. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, so Diwali is a holiday rooted in Hindu traditions, but also in Sikh and Jain. And this event is going to be on November 6th in the KBR from 5 to 8 p.m.
Okay, and all of these events are free and open to the public, the community, the campus, students, faculty, staff,
everyone,
Arcata residents. Mm-hmm. And where can we get more information about the full list of events?
Oh, sure. So you can check out the multicultural website. It is, you could just Google HSU-MCC and you can find our website there. And on that website, we have a full list of all of our upcoming events.
Okay, and also I think happening at 5 p.m. this evening is the Black and Blue Dialogue.
That is correct.
Do any of you know anything about that event?
So we are just encouraging students to come out and talk about things that they might be feeling insecure about on campus and just trying to make the campus feel more of a safe space for all students.
And it'll be, I think, the African American Center for Academic Excellence staff, along with law enforcement representatives from Humboldt County on the panel.
Exactly.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And where is that again?
I believe it's going to be in
Kate Buchanan Room at 5 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what do these events mean to each of you as students? What does it do for you as a member of this community, this campus community? Let's start with you, Kelly.
So to me, these events help me feel more connected with my fellow students. I get to learn more about their cultures and their backgrounds. From my hometown, I didn't have a opportunity to learn about that, so I feel that by going to these events, I get to be closer to my fellow students and get to build that friendship in that community.
And what about you, Ava?
A lot of these events mean a lot to me just because students are coming far away from home, and just being able to celebrate their different cultures and holidays, it really gives them like kind of a sense of belonging here. And just being able to see your fellow students and community members come out and celebrate with you, it really just makes it feel a little bit more like home. It's college is a home away from home, so just making it seem more homey really like helps out these students, just letting them feel comfortable being themselves at this institution.
Wow, that's great. And what about you, Matilda?
For me, it's kind of like a safe space for students to bring up anything they're not comfortable with. So like we said about the Black and Blue dialogue, so anything that's been hurting them, anything that they feel that should change, it's a time where they can bring it forward to authorities that can actually make a change.
Okay. And how long have each of you been employees or staff members at the Multicultural Center?
So I've been working there for about 4.5 years now. I started there right when I was a freshman, and I absolutely love it there. It's my home.
And Ava?
I've actually only started this year, so I've been here for a couple of months, but it's honestly one of the greatest jobs I ever had. I get to meet a lot of amazing people, and I think I'm making a lot of friends that'll be friends for a very long time.
And Matilda?
The same as Ava. I've just started this year, but I've been going there for about 2 years now.
So the thing I've heard from many students is it's a place that keeps the students grounded and gives a sense of place and camaraderie and safety. And also it kind of keeps you in school, because I've heard stories of students who have not felt so connected, and they've wanted to leave, but once they make a connection with the Multicultural Center, they're kind of like you, Kelly. They begin working there, and 4 or 5 years later, they're still around.
Exactly.
So have you felt that, had that experience or heard that from other students?
Yeah, definitely. I hear it a lot, and for me personally, it's definitely kept me here. Yeah, there's many times where I felt like, oh, I just want to drop out and just go home or transfer out, but it's definitely kept me grounded, and I know it's like that for a lot of students. And just a recent incident that just happened over the weekend and on Tuesdays, we had some targeted vandalism at the MCC, and that was really hurtful, so... Do you want to talk more about it?
At the MCC?
Please
share.
So we have posters that say Justice for Josiah in remembrance of the student who was murdered last semester. And twice now in the past week, as Matilda just said, those posters have been ripped to shreds, as well as our Culture's Not a Costume posters that we have up at the MCC. And so we feel kind of like we've been targeted with those attacks. And it makes us feel a little unsafe, because as we were talking, the MCC is more than just a workspace for us staff. It's our home, and it feels like a home for a lot of students here on campus. And now that home feels unsafe, and so we don't feel safe anymore. And we just ask that whoever did this to kindly stop doing this. This is our home, and this behavior makes us feel unsafe, like I said. And we just want to remind folks that everyone, no matter how you identify, is always welcome to the MCC.
And it sounds like this is all the more reason why the 19th Annual Campus and Community Dialogue on Race is even more necessary.
Exactly.
Wow. So we are out of time, but I wanted to thank you each for joining me today. Again, the Campus and Community Dialogue on Race continues through Friday, but there are other events that will continue through next week. You can go to the website, and I'll give you more information about that at the end of the show. Thank you all again.
Thank you so much.